Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel and Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Although we learned that no water may be used in the roasting of the Korban Pesach, we also learned in Perek Beis Mishnah Ches of Maseches Pesachim that a small amount of oil or fruit juice may be smeared on the Korban Pesach. This Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha if certain types of oils are used. Says the Mishnah, Sacho b'shevin truma, if a person smears a Korban Pesach with oil that is truma, once again, truma is the portion that is separated from produce grown in Eretz Yisrael and given to a Kohen, and truma may only be eaten by either a Kohen or the members of his household. Says the Mishnah again, if you smear the Korban Pesach with oil that is truma, im chaburas kohanim yochlu. If it is a group of kohanim that is registered for that particular Korban Pesach, they can certainly eat it, because Kohanim can eat Truma, they can certainly eat this Korban Pesach that is smeared with the oil of Truma. However, Im Yisrael, if it was a group of Yisraelim who are not allowed to eat Truma, what's the halacha? Im Chayu Yedichanu, if the Korban Pesach is still raw, then very simple, just rinse it off. Raw meat does not absorb oil, and rinsing the meat is going to remove the oil from it. However, v'im tzalihu, if he smeared the oil on the meat after it was already roasted, and that would absorb the oil, what should he do? Yiklof esachito, and he should peel off the outer layer of meat, because roasted meat is going to absorb it, and the outer layer of the meat absorbed the oil. Continuing in the Mishnah. Sacho b'shemen shel ma'aser sheni, if he smeared it with oil that is ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni, again, for those who don't remember, is one of the portions that must be separated from produce of Eretz Yisrael. It must be eaten in Yerushalayim. If the owner lives far from Yerushalayim and is unable to bring the produce there, he exchanges it for money, which he would take then, using that money, to Yerushalayim and use it to buy food and eat that food in Yerushalayim. So what happens if you smear the Korban Pesach with the oil that is Ma'aser Sheni? Lo ya'asenu dam al b'nei chavura, he may not charge the value of the oil to the other people in his group. She'in podin Ma'aser Sheni b'Yerushalayim, because you're not allowed to redeem or to sell Ma'aser Sheni once you're actually in Yerushalayim. Continuing now with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Now, the next bunch of Mishnahs are going to discuss the subject of Tumah as it relates to the Korban Pesach. As a rule, generally speaking, no Korban may be brought or eaten by people who are Tameh. Therefore, a person who is Tameh on Erev Pesach may not bring the Korban Pesach. However, he is given this opportunity, like we discussed, on the 14th of Iyar, referred to as Pesach Sheni. You're Tameh the first time, then you have a second chance, so to speak, to bring the Korban on the 14th of Iyar, a month later, known again as Pesach Sheni. However, as we're going to see, in the event that most of the Jewish people or all of the Kohanim are Tameh from a dead body, then an exception is made in the Korban Pesach, as well as many other general communal Korbanos may nevertheless be brought. This Mishnah is going to give us some examples of communal Korbanos, of Korbanos Tzibor, to which this halacha applies, and we're going to explain how they are different than the Korban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvarim Bon B'Tumah Ve'ein Ne'echolin B'Tumah. The following five things may be brought in a state of Tumah when most people are Tumah from a dead body, but they are not going to be eaten in a state of Tumah. Number one is Ha'omer, the Korban Omer, which would be brought on the 16th day of Nisan. The Omer was also a communal Korban Mincha, a flour offering that consists of an Omer, which is a measurement of a barley flour that is brought again on the second day of Pesach. And this allows you, once you do that, once you bring the Korban Omer, then you're allowed to eat from the new crop of that year. So that's the Korban Omer. Number two, Ushtei Lechem, the two loaves of bread that are brought on Shavuos. Two loaves of bread made from wheat flour are brought on Shavuos, along with two sheep as shlamim offerings, as Korbanos shlamim, and several other Korbanos as well. These loaves are not brought to the Mizbeach, but they are waved together with the sheep, and they are then eaten by the Kohanim. When they are brought in Tumah, the loaves would be waved, and they would not be eaten. Continuing in the Mishnah, Vizivche Shalmei Tzibur, any communal Korban Shlamim that are brought on Shavuos. Every Shavuos, there were additional Korbanos that were brought alongside the Shtei Alechem. And there as well, they would be brought in a state of Tumah. The final example, Usi'irei Roshei Chadashim, and the goats that were brought as a Karban Chatas on Rosh Chodesh, that although these Karbanos may be brought in a state of Tumah, they may not be eaten. These are the examples, again, of those Karbanos. However, how is it different than a Karban Pesach? Says the Mishnah HaPesach Shiva B'tumah, if the Karban Pesach is brought in a state of Tumah, Nachal B'tumah, that can also be eaten in a state of Tumah. Shelo b'mitzchila zo el achila, because the whole purpose of the Karban Pesach was ultimately to be eaten. And since the main purpose of the Karban Pesach is not simply to atone, but to be eaten on the first night of Pesach, it must be brought in a state of Tumah. When most people are tameh from a dead body, it may also be eaten. Quick review, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, taught us, number one, that if a person smears his Karban Pesach with oil that is Truma, so if the group of people eating that Karban Pesach are Kohanim, then they can certainly eat it, because Kohanim can eat Truma. If they're Yisraelim who can eat Truma, then if the Karban Pesach is still raw, he should rinse it off. Raw means not going to absorb the oil, but if it was already roasted, which would absorb the oil, then he has to literally peel off the outer layer of the meat. Then the Mishnah taught us, what if he smears it with oil that is Maaser Sheni? So there also he cannot, it's considered Maaser Sheni, which is fine. You can eat that in Yerushalayim, not a problem. But he can't charge the value of the oil to the people in the group, because you can't redeem the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. The redemption of Maaser Sheni must take place outside of Yerushalayim. The whole point of redeeming Maaser Sheni is to bring it to Yerushalayim. Once you're in Yerushalayim, the halacha is that you can no longer redeem it there. And then Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, began our discussion of Tumah V'Taharah, and we said, as we're going to see again in the next Mishnah, that there are a bunch of karbanos that can be brought in a state of Tumah, even when you're Tameh, but because they're karbanos tzibur, they're public karbanos, but they cannot be eaten in a state of Tumah. The Karban Omer, the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Apanim, the special communal carbon shlomim that are brought on Shavuos, and the special chatas carbonos, the carbon chatas, that are brought on Rosh Chodesh. All of these carbonos may be brought in a state of Tumah, but they may not be eaten in a state of Tumah. As opposed to the carbon Pesach, which certainly can be brought in a state of Tumah, again, when the majority of the people are Tameh, but they can also be eaten in a state of Tumah, because, again, the whole purpose of the carbon Pesach is ultimately to be eaten. Have a great day.